are tuned into Common Ground with Valentine Harris, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Ground. This is a place where you get real conversations, real connections, and absolutely no filter. Good day, everybody. I hope everybody's having a wonderful day today. I know some of y'all on the East Coast, will be getting snowed in tonight. It's probably already snowing already, so hopefully y'all could be able to keep warm. Well, today, I will be talking about the authority and accountability when law enforcement violence becomes national trauma. Excuse me. I will be going a little bit off script a little bit today. You know, I'll be going back and forth with certain things because, as y'all know by now, Freddie, right? They got murdered by ICE. Named Alex Jeffrey Freddie, right? And this man got murdered by ICE 3 weeks after Renee Good was murdered, right? And I'm telling you something right now. What really frustrates me is that the federal government is acting like these people are domestic terrorists, right? Acting like these people are domestic terrorists. First, Kristi Noem came on TV about Renee Good calling her a domestic terrorist. No, Freddie that got murdered, Mr. Freddie that got murdered yesterday. She came on TV calling him a domestic terrorist, right? Without any kind of evidence, any kind of proof or nothing like that. You understand me, right? To me, it's not right how they really are treating the American citizen out there. If you really look at the picture, look at the camera, look at from all different angles, you see that man was not attacking anybody. All he was doing was recording things with his phone. And then when I guess pepper sprayed a lady or something to a lady, all he was trying to do was trying to help. That's all that this man was trying to do, was trying to help this lady. Then they tackled the man to the ground. Yes, he had a weapon on him, he's a legal gun owner, according to the news, right? And these people, they took the gun from him. They wrestled him to the ground, and then they took the gun from this man. So how is he a domestic terrorist when he was not armed? Tell me. You see how this administration, how they like to spin the damn truth, right? And I'm telling you right now, a lot of you right-wing people, right? I'm telling you, these people that you vote for, I'm telling you right now, they take you for fools, man. This administration is taking you all for dummies. They think that you can't believe your damn eyes, what you see, right? When you watch these right-wing people online, even on the damn news, they're going to spin it however they want. Just spin it instead of stating the facts of what happened. There's all these right-wing people doing, man. So-called right-wing people. You understand me? And why do we call them right-wing any damn way? When they always lie. Huh? I don't understand that crap. I would never understand why they call these people right-wing when these people are always lying all the damn time. You see what I'm saying? Right now, this is the United States government, the federal government, is trying to separate the people. You know, the rich people, they're going to be fine. But it's trying to separate the average American. by calling chaos and division. That's all this, that's all these people are doing, right? They want to cause chaos and division to us because they think a lot of us are dumb. That's how I feel right now. How can this woman, Kristen Noem, right, call the people domestic terrorists when these people are doing are just out there causing not causing no trouble, right? Timothy McVeigh, that's a damn domestic terrorist. When he killed hundreds of people. You see what I'm saying? That's what you call a domestic terrorist. You know what I mean? So now they're trying to rebrand the word now. Huh? Rebrand the damn word. That's what these people are trying to do. Because right now, they do not care, right? They do not care. And then she wanted to bring up Kristen Noem. How is this not happening in Texas? How is this not happening in Florida? Because Florida is a damn red state. Of course, you damn governor, you're going to do whatever, right? And I guarantee you right now, if they do the investigation right now, they're not doing the same stuff in Florida and in Texas that they're doing in these blue states. They're not. The only thing they want to do is attack these blue states, man. See what I'm saying? Attack it. Because Donald Trump is a petty human being. The man is. You know what I mean? And then when I hear the right wing people talking about, if Donald Trump wants to be a dictator, certain things would not have happened, right? But they're not telling you, right? This type of stuff, when you test the damn waters, when he's just testing the waters, do you think Hitler became a fascist, a dictator, all the crap overnight? No. This man tested the water first. You see what I'm saying? He tested the water to see how far he can get away with before he became a damn dictator. Before he started putting all millions of Jews in the concentration camp. You know what I mean? And you don't think this administration is going to be able to do that with a lot of the Spanish people? These Latinos? Right? Right now, they're racially profiling people. And all they're doing, if you talk with a damn accent, they said it. If you talk with an accent, they can stop you. They don't give a damn about the Constitution, man. They can ask you for your damn papers. Who the hell gonna carry on papers on them? Come on now. Let's be real about this stuff. These people, ICE isn't serious. They're a joke. ICE right now is a damn joke. Yes, I said it. They're a damn joke. That's why they don't get the damn respect from the American people. For most of the American people, I should say that. And I'm telling you right now, these ICE right now, that's how dumb these ICE agencies, right? They don't realize eventually administration is going to change. And there's no statute of limitation on murder. There's none. And do you think Donald Trump is going to save them? Huh? Especially when he gets state charges. Think about it, right? During Donald Trump's last administration, so many people that work for Donald Trump got in trouble with the law. State charges. So many people. Even Rudy, his right-hand man, Rudy Giuliani. A disgraced lawyer right now. He's disgraced. And history book is going to put it as a damn disgraced lawyer. You know what I'm saying? He would want a lawyer that was on top. All right? Got so much respect from people. This man took down the mob in the 80s. Think about it. Organized crime in the 80s, man. This man took down the mob. During 9/11, this man was once America's mayor. I'm saying right now, Rudy Giuliani, I thought New York have always been out there because of, don't say, its popularity and the great attraction that New York has, right? But at the national level, when it comes to mayor, Giuliani put New York on the map. Because think about this, right? We saw Giuliani came to the picture as New York's mayor. Nobody wants to think about mayors in New York. They're all mayors in their own city. But this man put New York on the map when it comes to the mayorship. See what I'm saying? And ever since him, a lot more people have been paying more attention to New York City, especially when it comes to these mayors. Right? And look at him now, a disgraced damn lawyer. Lost his law license because of a man. Because of a man, he lost his law license. How can he be so damn weak? See what I'm saying? How can he be so damn weak, right? And I'm telling you right now, these damn people that's murdering these innocent people in the streets, one day, the day will come. You understand me? Their day will come. And I'm not talking about no violence, because I want nobody to go there and do no kind of violent crap. It's only going to get you killed. You see what I'm saying? But one day, the law will catch up to these people. Right? I'm telling you this right now. You see? And I really believe this. That Donald Trump, he wants you all to go out there and hurt an ICE agent. Do something to an ICE agent. That's what he wants. He wants some of y'all to do that, right? So he can unleash the power of the United States military on you. That's what he wants to do. But I'm asking people, I'm begging you, please do not fall for that damn trap, okay? Go there and peacefully protest. Peacefully protest. Do not fall for that trap. Because the only thing that's going to happen is going to get a lot of y'all killed out there. You understand? Because no matter how much weapons you have, you can't stand up to the damn military. That will never happen. You see what I'm saying? You can't do that. All right? We got one of the most lethal military in the world. You can't do that. And they trained to shoot center mass. You know what I'm saying? That's how I was trained to shoot when I was in the army. Center mass. You see what I'm saying? Right? In the damn prone position. All of that stuff. Right? All the damn different positions that these damn military people is trained for. Right? I ain't talking about no damn National Guard and no damn reserve. They're part-time. I'm talking about actual active duty who train them every week. Right? You know what I'm saying? I remember we used to do Father's Time training every Thursday. Right? I train all the kicking on damn doors. Right? How to enter the damn room, all of that stuff. Yeah, they train us all that good stuff. You know what I mean? All that stuff, right? So I'm telling you, people, the way to defeat these people is by going to the voting booth come November. Right? Let Congress deal with it. You know what I'm saying? Let's get back a Democratic Congress. That's what we need. We don't need these Republican Congress, right? Because they're all capitulating to Donald Trump. They're scared of Donald Trump. They're weak, right? Right? I'm talking about mostly the men. That's a damn shame. I'm telling you right now, a lot of these women in Congress have more balls than a lot of these men in Congress. I'm telling you, man. Those congressmen, they're weak men. Because how can they allow, right, the president to do what they want to do? See what I'm saying? Without reeling them back in. Congress is the one that really has the power, the Speaker of the House. He's more powerful than the President of the United States, believe it or not. Right? But he's not using that power. I know we don't talk about the Speaker of the House that much. But he's more powerful than the damn President of the United States, because nothing happened in America at all without the damn Speaker of the House. And I didn't realize that until they fired Kevin McCarthy for 3 weeks, when they fired him, and nothing could happen until they get right to actually get a Speaker of the House. And what they had to do, they had to put an interim Speaker just for something to happen. Right? I never knew that. See, you can learn a lot when you watch the damn news. I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you, right? So the Congress right now is really disappointed. I have no faith in Congress. None. I'm telling you right now, no faith in this Congress today. I'm praying and I'm hoping whenever the Democrats get back the House and hopefully the Senate, that's very important that they get back the Senate, because they got the House all day. But if they do not have the damn Senate, nothing is going to happen anyway, because the only thing the Senate is going to do is vote against it. That's all they're going to do. Because think about when they impeach Donald Trump. Think about that, right? The House impeached him twice, but the Senate saved him from being removed from office. You see what I'm saying? We need a Democrat Senate, right? And I'm hoping the Senate put some sense into what's going on, man. You see what I'm saying? I'm hoping the Senate, all right, do what is right. The House and Senate do right what is right if the Democrats get back the House and Senate come November. I'm praying and hoping, man, that it happens. Because if it doesn't happen, I'm telling you right now, if it doesn't happen, our democracy, I believe, is doomed. You understand me? Because Donald Trump, I already know he got all the damn Republicans. You see what I'm saying? I'm telling you, when Hitler first became a dictator, right? A fascist, right? The lawmakers, they capitulated to their Hitler. They gave up their power for Hitler. You see what I'm saying? And I see this coming right now. The only thing is Donald Trump is old, right? But guess what could happen? His damn successor could be damn J.D. Vance. And that man could be worse than damn Donald Trump. Trust me. Because first of all, he's more well-spoken than Donald Trump. I think he's more calculating than damn Donald Trump. I really believe that, man. This man more calculating than damn Donald Trump. And he's the one that y'all should be afraid of. Because at least with Donald Trump, right, you're going to know, because he said everything out in open to damn tweets. You're going to know what's going to happen. But this damn J.D. Vance, if he ever become president, I'll be in charge. You're not going to know shit until it's too damn late. You won't. You see what I'm saying? It's so sad, though, man, when the damn ICE agent, it says they just do the job, because nobody at all is against the ICE agent getting rid of illegal migrants, right? Or as they would say, quote unquote, they're criminals, right? As they would say, criminals, the rapists and the murderers, right? Which they're Republican, they're such hypocrites, man. They call a lot of illegal aliens illegal migrants, right? Rapists and murderers. But that's just a fraction. They got a lot more American citizens that are rapists and murderers and illegal migrants. You see what I'm saying? If somebody get murdered by a damn illegal migrant, right? The first thing they're going to say, this person is illegal in this country, right? You see what I'm saying? That's the first thing they're going to say. But look how many American citizens is getting murdered, right? Shit, about a month ago, that was 2 months ago, I think on Thanksgiving, there was a drive-by shooting in California, right? Among some black folks. Some black children got murdered by American citizens. But did the Trump administration talk about that shit? No. Because they don't really care, right? They don't care. I'm telling you right now. These people don't care, right? Some black babies got murdered, right? Not once they talked about that. The Trump administration, nothing at all. But a white girl got murdered, right, by an illegal alien, illegal migrant. They're gonna put that crap on the national news. Matter of fact, back in August, a black girl got murdered, 19 years old in Maryland. She lived like less than 10 minutes away from where I grew up in, right? She lived in Atlanta, Maryland. Damn, what was it? I'm so sorry, I can't remember her name off the top of my head, right? She was 19 years old. She got murdered by an illegal migrant. But did the administration say anything about that? No. No at all. Because she's black. That's why. Because she's black. She was a cute little white girl. You see what I'm saying? But she was a very beautiful black young lady. You know what I mean? Just leave her damn daddy's house. And she got murdered by an illegal migrant. But the damn administration didn't say nothing about that. They go to show you that they don't care. And the bad thing about it, right, this girl got murdered, the black girl got murdered in Maryland. Right, and where she got murdered at, in Atlanta, Maryland, you're probably like less than 30 minutes, maybe 45 minutes at the most from the damn White House. Maybe like a 45-minute drive right in their backyard. See what I'm saying? Right there. But did they put that on the news? Broadcast it on the news? No, they did not. Because they don't care. And let me tell you this right now. If these people really care about illegals in this country, right? America would have been creating some good-ass policies. You see what I'm saying? Some good-ass policies, right? They blame Joe Biden for opening up the border. I blame Joe Biden, too. See what I'm saying? Right? For opening up the border. But from what, according to the news, it was policies that Ronald Reagan started. See what I'm saying? It was policies that Ronald Reagan started back in the 80s. Right? But these people who want to politicize things. So, you know what I mean? You remember when Donald Trump, when he was campaigning, man, and the man, and I'm so surprised the Democratic Party not using this crap right now. And this man, I don't give a damn if he won the election or not. They've been talking about this all the time. This man told the damn Republican not to vote for a bill that could really close the border really good, right? Because he wanted to campaign on this shit. And this dumbass Republican listened to him. So, do they really care about the damn border? No, they don't care. They don't care. Because if they really care, they will create policies. See what I'm saying? ICE in Minnesota, it's a waste of damn time. You understand me? It's a waste of time. Because, no, when Donald Trump leave damn office, right? And then they're now a Democrat damn president. You see what I'm saying? Do you think that these people, right? If there's no actual good policies in place, we're not going to see a lot of influx in migrants. And I'm telling you right now, Joe Biden got it wrong a lot. I blame Joe Biden. Cause I'm watching the news like everybody else. I say all the damn migrants was coming to America illegally. And when this one, the Spanish girl, I'll never forget this, man. Spanish girl came on the news and said, well, why they don't want us? Well, go back and do shit legally. I'm a damn foreigner. Right? I'm a foreigner. I came to this country the legal way. Yes, yeah, yes, it was because of my mom. Well, I came to America because I was a kid, but I still came here, came legally, right? You see what I'm saying? But if there's no policy that's put in place, listen, it will all have issues at all. I'm telling you right now, these damn politicians do not give a damn. Let's be honest about this shit. They don't. Even from Barack Obama. Yeah, Barack Obama done deported 5 million damn people. So what? Right? As they say. See what I'm saying? 5 million people. But guess what? If they really care, they have policies to really stop that shit. Right? They have their policies to really control the issue, the narrative. And this goes back to George Bush too, Bill Clinton, all of them, they're all the same. You understand me? And American people, I don't know how many people, I don't give a damn, just one of y'all that's listening to me right now, four of y'all. I'm telling you this, right? We need to stop letting the damn government divide us at all. We need to stop letting the damn Democrats divide us, the Republicans divide us, right? Because when you think about it, see, this is my mentality. They're all one damn government to me. If something messed up, they're all messed up. You understand me? That's how I feel. They're all messed up. Because I always go back looking to when I was in the military as a cook. I was food service in the military, right? And now, if your commander come down I said, look, Sergeant Harris, I'm having like 30 people, distinguished people come in. This is what we need. Can I make it happen? I said, yes, sir. I can make it happen to you, right? And then when those 30 people come, right? And one thing is not right. Right? The first thing they're going to say is those damn cooks. You know, of course, the commander's going to have my hand. Yeah, because I'm in charge, right? But the other people that's there, they're going to be like, those damn cooks mess up. It don't matter if that one person mess up, right? You see what I'm saying? It's going to be those damn cooks that's messed up. I'm telling you, man. Right? So that's how we need to start thinking. You know what I mean? On a national level. Right? When something's not right, stop letting these damn politicians say, oh, it's the Democrats' fault. Or it's the Republicans' fault. We need to stop letting these damn politicians fool us, man. Because that's what they do. They fool us. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times they think a lot of y'all are dummies. I'm telling you right now, they really do. You see what I'm saying? They come on TV and spin a lot of narrative. Sometimes they talk so like fast, like because they want things to get over your head, right? So they speak real quick. You know what I'm saying? You can still understand what they're saying, but they still speak things real quick, right? Because they want stuff to get over your head. And you know what? One Republican politician that's good at that, the damn Mike Lawler. I don't remember what state he's from, whatever. But he's good at that. Whenever that man come on TV. And I'm watching and I'm paying attention, right? He talk really quick. So I'm saying to get his word out there. I guess I don't know if it's weaving, whatever they call it, but he talked really quick because he wants y'all to miss points. But what y'all need to start doing, right? A lot of y'all got DVR, right? So rewinding stuff back and listen exactly every single word. Every single syllable and every single word other than people want. Because normally, so, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got to do it to every single politician. They do it to one or two politicians, right? Because normally when these reporters interview them, they interview them by my life like 10 minutes, the most maybe 15 minutes at most, right? So just take your time, pause the damn stuff, rewind it back, and listen to them over and over. Just when it comes to certain parts that they say. And a lot of times, you can catch these people into lies. Again, that's what we need to start doing, man. And we need to start letting all them politicians accountable, man, for the thing that they do, right? This man, Mr. Pretty, should be here alive today, 37 years old. Renee Good should be alive today, right? 37 years old. Keith Porter, a black man killed by ICE, should be alive today. See what I'm saying? These ICE agents are getting out of hand, man. All right? And you don't think a lot of the ICE agents are the new cops from like the 60s, how they used to do black people from back in those days. You know what I'm saying? The only thing back then, though, I don't know how many black people got murdered by police officers back then, but a lot of these get sprayed by like fire hide the hole. I used to saw some old clips. You see what I'm saying? Right? You know what I mean? These damn ICE agents are getting out of hand. And it takes the Democratic Party to reel them in. You know what I mean? And I'm so upset right now. Last week, seven Democrats, right? We could look them up online. Seven Democrats voted to fund ICE more money to September. Seven Democrats, right? Why did them Democrats vote with the damn Republican to fund ICE? Right? Are they just Democrats in name only? Are they aligned with the damn Republican Party? Those type of things you got to think about. Right? And I'm surprised, I think I'm not mistaken, I'm surprised John Fetterman didn't vote with the Republicans. Because a lot of times we even voted with them. You know what I mean? But that's another story. Right? Another issue. Right? All I'm saying is, though, man, is the damn Democrats, those seven Democrats, it's not aligned, right? I don't give a damn what their reason is, man. I don't give a damn. How are they going to spin it? They're going to be like, there was something else in the bill that I wanted to pass. You see what I'm saying? That's how they're going to all spin it, right? But what they could have, they could have still voted against it, and whatever else they wanted to pass, try to bring it back up. You see what I'm saying? Because right now, their names are out there now. Voting for ICE, give them more money. And all the stuff they're doing, man. And what I'm hoping that the Democrats right now, they got some leadership in the Democrats is collecting evidence right now. I know right now they can't use it because they do not have the numbers. But I'm hoping that they're collecting evidence, right? I know that they're going to want to impeach Donald Trump, but I think that if they're going to do it, they should wait for later, right? They should wait for later. Don't worry about impeaching him right now. I think that'd be a dumbass move, to be honest with you. I'm not a fan of Donald Trump, but that'd be a dumbass move. You understand me? Let him stay in office, right? And let him watch while he's in office the things he's going to do to people like Pam Bondi, Kristi Noem, Tom Harlan, those people, right? Just to name a few. Those ICE agents who murder people. You understand me? And let the state deal with them. Don't let the federal government deal with these people. You understand me? You need to control it, and you need to give back to the state, Congress. See what I'm saying? Congress needs to give back to the state. Like, for example, in the Renee shooting, you know what I'm saying? If these people don't have nothing to hide, why can't they allow the state to also do the investigation? You see what I'm saying? Why not? That's a damn shame. You know what I mean? I remember when, and it should be independent investigation. You know what I mean? So independent. And it should be, I do believe, it should be like like at least three separate groups doing separate investigation. And then once they're done, all three different groups compare notes. See what I'm saying? Because two of them might be the same, one might be different. You see what I'm saying? Because even when Joe Biden pulled out the soldiers from Afghanistan and those 13 Marines got murdered, right? Yeah, you got it. Those 13 Marines who got murdered, right? Both the Democrats and the Republicans. After a couple years, right, they decided to investigate. And guess what? The Democrats came up with their own conclusion. The Republicans come up with their own conclusion. So we don't know which is true. You see what I'm saying? Somebody's lying, right? That's why they need at least three different... This is my thought process, right? If I was in lay charge and making the rules, right? Three different groups of people independently do their investigation. And let's see what they find. You see what I'm saying? Because somebody's probably going to be biased. Because right now, the federal government is taking over Renee good investigation, which, you know, they're not going to investigate. How can you trust the federal government right now when they come on TV and lie? Kristi Noem come on TV and lie. Donald Trump make tweets and lie. Huh? And yeah, buying that stuff, man. Come on, people. Right? You right-wing people, you so-called conservative. Yeah, I call you so-called. Because right now, y'all call yourself for pro-life. But you're not pro-lifers, right? Y'all be like, oh, abortion is wrong, all of this. But, right? Abortion is murder. That's what y'all say, right? But people on the streets get murdered. But y'all don't say nothing about that. Y'all don't say nothing about that, right? It ain't right. That's how I feel. It's not right. I'm telling you, man, we need to do better as a society, America. We can't trust the damn government. Because all the government do is lie. And the only way things are going to change if we get up and go into the damn voting booth and vote some of these people out. You know what I'm saying? According to the damn news, right, so many Republican people are leaving office this year. Why is that? Because they're weak. They can't stand to Donald Trump. And conservatives, right? I'm talking to you right now. Right-wing people, I'm talking to you right now. If these politicians that you vote for, right, can't stand to the president of the United States, what makes them think they're going to be able to fight for you? You have a real thing, a real thing about that? You see what I'm saying? Right? Y'all quickly talk trash about Jasmine Crockett, who generally cares about the damn people. I really believe that. She cares about the people. But y'all quick, even your own black people try and call the woman ghetto. Don't know nothing about this well-educated woman. See what I'm saying? Calling her ghetto, right? And I guarantee Jasmine Crockett will fight for you before your Republican politician that you vote for fight for you. I guarantee that. Because when I saw on the news, and some politicians, I don't know if it was Rick Scott or somebody, if out of Florida, right? When he was running his damn campaign, this man literally come on TV and said that basically, and I'm just paraphrasing right now, that he's going to do Donald Trump's bidding, right? He do what Donald Trump want to do, what Donald Trump want to do, right? Why would you want a politician like that in office? I mean, if Donald Trump said, Rick Scott, I want you to do this against your people, he's going to do it. You see what I'm saying? That's all I take it. Right? And this man is open in age. A grown-ass adult. Probably like a grandfather. Probably got grandkids and stuff. You see what I'm saying? But he's acting like that. Kissing another man behind. How can you vote for those type of people, though, man, who kiss people's behind? I can't do it. I don't give a damn about, you know what I'm saying, a Democrat, whatever. I would never vote for a damn Democrat who's an ass kisser. I can't do it. You know what I mean? I want to know what you're going to fight for me for, what you're going to fight for me, do for me. See what I'm saying? If I give you my damn vote, what are you going to do for me and my people? Not what you're going to do for the damn president of the United States. I don't give a damn about that shit. Only thing I care about, you know what I'm saying, what you're going to do for me and my people. And I'm not just talking about just my black people in the area, right? Because I work with some good white folks out there who's just as poor as me. You see what I'm saying? We also got to start thinking about that too, right? We just can't think about what we're going to do for just us as black folks, right? We got to think about the same guy, the same white guy that work with you. You're making $20 an hour. Yeah, work together. You see what I'm saying? Because those people up there in Capitol Hill, they are fine. And they're going to be fine. They will be fine, no matter what. How much you slice and dice it? They're going to be fine. You see what I'm saying? It's you that's making $20 an hour who's suffering right now, struggling. You know what I mean? That's why we need to go to this voting booth come November and get rid of some of those jokers. You see what I'm saying? Freaking Alex Jeffrey Preddy, man. The man was 37 years old. And he was fairly shot. Every time I think about it, just boiled me to my stomach. Fairly shot by federal law enforcement, man. Fairly shot. You know what I'm saying? This man, he was a registered nurse, worked in the intensive care unit for the VA. I'm a vet. I go to the VA all the damn time. So this really hit close to home. This man could have been my damn nurse. You know, you see what I'm saying? My damn primary physician right now. She's a nurse practitioner. You know what I mean? And whenever I hear stuff like that, man, a law-abiding citizen, right? But this administration don't have no damn heart. They do not have any heart at all. Labeling this man as a domestic terrorist when ICE was the one that approached this man. I don't think we're just doing recording, right? It was six or seven of these people on the ground. Six or seven of them. I'm telling you right now, If y'all believe in karma, if y'all believe in the word of God, as some of y'all say, right? I'm telling you right now, Kristen Noems, she's not that old. Pam Bondi, yeah, she's 60 years old, but still not that old. Tom Holland, I'm telling you, justice will prevail for these people. Because I'm telling you right now, you don't think these people are going to let shit go? Right? And the government, the federal government, is going to give us a lot of damn money. Because right now, if Donald Trump could give $5 million to a woman that was really trying to cause a coup in the American government, for the United States government, the federal government, in 2021, January 6th, right? The woman that got killed. And she didn't get murdered. She got killed because she was trying to go into a damn building that she wasn't authorized to get into. You see what I'm saying? So that was righteous shooting right there. She should sit there and stare damn freaking ass right outside. Her ass would have been alive today. Right? But guess what? Donald Trump gave the family $5 billion. So I'm hoping, I'm praying, the family of these people, I hope they get the just due. I hope they get paid. And I hope those ICE officers, if the investigation comes out and they did something wrong, I hope they go to jail. I hope they go to jail. Or not only that, you know what I'm saying, the life get ruined. Because right now, these damn people can't can't come back to life. You see what I'm saying? So why should this person still live a good life? Huh? You don't murder somebody on the street. Why should these people live a good life? Seriously. That's how I feel about the situation, man. Because right now, I think how wrong these people was, right? And did their administration think that we are blind? We see what's on the video. You know what I mean? The ICE agent came to this man first. 6-7 of them taking him down. Take the man down. Right? Yes, he had a weapon on him. A legal weapon. They took the weapon away from him, right? He never brandished the weapon or nothing. They took the weapon away from this man. And then one ICE agent shot 3 times. And then there was a second ICE agent, according to that video that I saw, shot again. I think it was like a third ICE agent. I'm not sure, right? But in total, they shot 10 damn times, man. 10 times? Even every shot one time, okay. But 10 times? Right? That's like Renee Good. They shot this woman 3 times. I think it was like 4 bullets that ran through the vehicle. But shot this woman 3 times. That much bullets? That much shooting? I'm telling you right now, I really feel this way though, man. Everybody that working for Donald Trump right now, the only person I believe will be safe is Marco Rubio. I'm not a fan of him, but he's smart. Out of all of them that become on TV, I believe he's the smartest one out of all of them. Because he's careful. He just do his damn job, right? I haven't heard him or seen him do any kind of tweet about what's going on. Not really. Which is very smart. You see what I'm saying? Because I know he don't... Because he's from Cuba. He's a Cuban guy. Not from Cuba, but family from Cuba, right? So I know right now, deep down inside... You know what I'm saying? He doesn't like what's going on. But he loves his position, though. So he's not going to speak out against it. But I guarantee you, give him... Because he's still a young guy. Give him about 10 years from now. 5, 10 years from now. Right? And you don't think he's going to speak out against this shit. You made a sad mistake. You don't think he's going to write a book or something to make money off of it. You're making a sad mistake. He is. Then everybody that's in the administration right now, he's going to be talking about it some years from now. You see what I'm saying? But he's a smart one, though. So I don't believe that they're going to be able to come after to Rubio. You see what I'm saying? But Pine Bonnie, I'm telling you, she come on TV. She talk tough. But her days are numbered when it comes to Congress. I guarantee that. Especially right now, she ain't put all the damn Epstein file, because that's what they want to distract from, the damn Epstein file, right? Especially if she ain't do that. You don't think Congress is ready and waiting together? You don't think so? You're making a sad mistake. Tom Holland, he's number one, guaranteed, speaking in front of Congress. Pam Bondi and Kristen Noem, those four people, right? I'm telling you, right? And it seems like these people don't freaking learn, man, from Donald Trump's last administration. Damn, these people want power that damn much. And the power that they have, you're on temporary power. Not permanent power. So they want power that much. Remember, all those people in Georgia, right, that the life of Donald Trump, Kentucky, the life of Donald Trump trying to manipulate the vote for him, for Donald Trump. All of them got in trouble. Right? Thinking people not going to find out. You know what I'm saying? And Donald Trump lied talking about the damn 2020 election was stolen when his people were the one that was stealing, that was trying to steal the damn election. People that like him. People that voted for him. You understand me? And y'all people keep falling for this nonsense, man. Damn. When will y'all wake up? Wake up, wake up, man. Wake the hell up. Stop letting people like Donald Trump fool you, man. A lot of y'all are smart individual. So I'm saying y'all are smart. Some of y'all, they got street smarts, right? Some of y'all, they got some great education, right? Stop letting these politicians fool you. Don't believe the word, right? We have the damn internet today. We have the damn internet. So guess what? Start doing some research. When these politicians start talking nonsense, man. Stop believing these damn politicians because they're not right. They're going to lie to you every chance they get. All they do is lie, most of them. Right? Lie, lie, lie. Seriously, though, man. And it ain't right. You know what I mean? When I think about it, man, Mr. Petty, Renee Good, Keith Porter, all of those people right now should be alive. Should be alive. And them, and these trigger happy ICE agent. I call them trigger happy because that's what they are. They don't want to shoot and kill people. See what I'm saying? Cause this kid to burst a little energy, to break a little sweat. They're afraid. Right? To me, it's just like a gangbanger who quick to pull a damn gun instead of put up their fists. Right? But yeah, they're gonna quick to grab the damn gun because they're scared to fight and they're scared to get an ass whooped. Trust me. I'm gonna say the words like of Eazy-E, right? Without a gun and a badge, what do they have? Nothing. I'm just paraphrasing. Without a badge and a gun, what do they have, right? What do they got, really? I'm not gonna say the word, but nothing. Because without a gun, right, they feel important right now because they have the gun and the damn badge, right? And why are they wearing masks? What are they afraid of? See what I'm saying? If they were proud of what they do, they wouldn't be wearing a damn mask. If they were proud, but they ain't proud of it. You understand me? These people aren't proud of their job. Because if they were really proud of their job right now, they wouldn't be wearing the mask, right? You know what I'm saying? Right now, ICE right now is public enemy number one. See what I'm saying? Remember, but one time black people used to hate cops. Now they really hate ICE. Right? I'm not saying black people still love the cops like that. Right? You know what I'm saying? But ICE is probably more hated than the police right now. That's how I feel. Right? They're more hated than the police right now. Because of the things that they're doing. You know what I'm saying? Nobody is not stopping them from doing their damn job, right? But what they're doing is out of line, man. And I'm telling you right now, when Kristen Noem came on TV and said Texas and Florida are all things that are happening, right? But freaking the Trump administration, they do not go to the governor and talk to the governors, right? They don't do that. They say, I'm just coming in your city and there's nothing you can do about it. What kind of stuff is that, man? What kind of unprofessional stuff is that? You know what I'm saying? Trying to make these governors look weak. But at the end of the day, They are the one that's going to pay. You know what I'm saying? History is never kind to people who do wrong to other people. You understand me? History is never kind to people who do wrong for other people. I'm telling you. A lot of these people, especially those ICE agents, the day is going to come where they're going to have to face justice, face Congress, all the stuff that they're doing. Everybody got cell phones now, is recording stuff. I'm just praying and hoping that the Democratic Congress is taking collecting evidence right now. I understand it, right? They can't do nothing much right now. But I don't want them to wait in a year to 2 years to start trying to prosecute people. That's fucking too damn long, man. Then they happen right away. That, right? After they get sworn in, if they win the House and the Senate. Don't wait a whole damn year. Start doing shit right away. Publish it publicly. Embarrass these people publicly. You see what I'm saying? Show the face, right? In the Congress, they can't. No one will be able to hide their face. ICE. You see what I'm saying? Ask them questions. Let them get stuff on the record. And then pass everything you get to the state, because there's so much Congress can do. Pass that to the state attorney. And let the state deal with them. Not the federal government. The only thing they're going to do is get pardoned. That's it. So I'm saying, right? Because a lot of these things that they're doing, and we know it's not right. And if you're talking about you're pro-life, every life matters. Right? Don't matter if it's a baby or a grown adult. Every life matters, man. So all you pro-life people, I need to see y'all start speaking up. See what I'm saying? Because if y'all ain't speaking up, that means you don't give a damn about life. That's how I feel. All right? On that note, thank you for tuning into Common Ground. Until next time, keep the conversation going.
You're tuned into Common Ground with Valentine Harris, only on LA Talk Radio.